thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
And safe return, let us pray to the Lord.
I looked in my right hand and beheld that there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may confess thy name. For the righteous shall await me until thou recompense me. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord, though it be my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? For with thee there is forgiveness.
Reveal unto you the pre-eternal counsel. Gabriel came and stood before you, made, and in greeting said, Rejoice, earth that has not been sown. Rejoice, burning bush that remains unconsumed. Rejoice, unsearchable death. Rejoice, bridge that leads to heaven. Rejoice, ladder raised on high that Jacob saw. Rejoice, divine jar of manna. Rejoice, deliverance from the curse. Rejoice, restoration of Adam, for the Lord is with you.
Because of thy name have I waited for thee, O Lord. My soul has waited upon thy word. My soul has hoped in the Lord.
وسلم عليك بلهجة مطربة هاتفا افرحي يا أرضا غير مزروعة افرحي يا عقلية علمية قد غير مخترقة افرحي يا عمقا لا تدرك الأوساط افرحي يا جسرا نابلا إلى السماوات افرحي يا سلما مصعده إلى العلاء قد شاهده يعقوب افرحي يا جرة المن الإلهية افرحي يا ناقضة اللعنة افرحي يا معيدة دعوة آدم الرب معك
From the morning watch until night, from the morning watch, let Israel trust in the Lord.
You appeared to me in the form of a man, and said the undefiled me to the chief of the heavenly host. How then do you speak to me of things that pass man's power? For you have said that God shall be with me, and shall take up his dwelling in my womb. How shall I become the spacious habitation and the holy place of him that rides upon the cherubim? Do not amuse me with deceit, for I have not known pleasure. I have not entered into wedlock. How then shall I bear a child?
For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will deliver Israel from all his iniquity.
فما ذلك إذا تنطق بكلمات تفوق الإنسان قائلا لي إن الرب يكون معي ويسكن في مستودعي فإن لي كيف أصل محلا رحيمكم ومقام تقديس للراكب على الشارقة لا تحتاني بالباطل لأني لا أعرف لذة ولا زواجا فكيف إذا تولد ابنا
Praise the Lord, all nations, praise him, all peoples.
Then the body of this angel replied, When God so wills, the order of nature is overcome, and what is beyond mankind comes to pass. Believe that my sayings are true, O all holy and immaculate lady. And she cried aloud, Let it be to me according to your word, and I shall bear him who is without flesh. He shall borrow flesh from me. That through this mingling, he may lead mankind up to its ancient glory. For he alone has power so to do.
For his mercy is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
تكوني على يقين من صدق مقالتي يا فائقة القداسة والنزاهة فردف قائلا ليكن بحسب قولك إن ألد الذي لا جسم له آخذا مني جسدا لكي يدفع الإنسان باتجاهه به إلى الرتبة الأولى بما أنه عزيز وحده
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Gabriel the angel was sent from heaven to announce to the
coming to Nazareth, he pondered in amazement at this
moment.
How shall he who dwells in heights and nothing common than the form of the virgin? How shall he whose throne is heaven and whose footstool is the earth be held in the womb of the woman? He upon whom the six winged seraphim many eyes are gazed
and pleased
at a single word, we need flesh and
blood.
Is the word of God who dwells in her? Why then do I stand here and not say to the maiden, rejoice, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Rejoice, pure virgin. Rejoice, unwedded bride. Rejoice, mother of life. Blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Wisdom, stand upright.
Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many and years will be added to your life.
Today is the beginning of our salvation and the revelation of the eternal mystery. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin as Gabriel announces the coming of grace. Together with him, let us cry to the Theotokos, rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Inna abdu kia walida anila abdu lakia yatil ghalaba ya mundiqatan muhaniya.
Amen.
wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children God has given me. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For surely it is not with angels that he is concerned, but with the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make expiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted.
فلهذا السبب لا يستحي أن يدعوهم أخوة القائد. سأخبر باسمك أخوتي وسفرك في الكنيسة، وأيضا سأكون متوكلا عليك، وأيضا ها أنا ذا والأولاد الذين أعطينيهم الله. إذا قد اشترك الأولاد في اللحم والدم، اشترك هو كذلك فيما لكي يبطل بموته من كان له سلطان الموت أي إبليس، ويبطل كل الذين كانوا مدة حياتهم كلها خاضعين للعبودية مخافة من الموت. فإنه لم يتخذ الملائكة قط، بل إنما اتخذ نسل إبراهيم. فمن ثم كان ينبغي أن يكون شبيها لإخوته في كل شيء، ليكون رئيس كهنة رحيما أمينا فيما لله حتى يكفر خطايا الشعب. لأنه إذ كان قد تألم مجربا فهو قادر على أن يثبت المصابين بالتجارب.
Peace be to you who reads. Conceive in your womb and bear a son,
and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be, since I have known no man? And the angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're in the middle of the great fast. Us and the Catholics. Father Anthony's my dad here. And for both us and the Catholics, and some Protestants, but mostly not Protestants, we honor the Virgin Mary. We respect the Virgin Mary. We don't worship her. But we realize that without her, where would we be? Today, when we sang the hymn for the feast, we said, Today is the beginning of our salvation and the revelation, the revealing, of the eternal mystery. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin as Gabriel announces the coming of grace. Together with him, in other words, us with the angel Gabriel, let us cry to the Theotokos, the birth giver of God, Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. It's traditional in the Orthodox Church that on the holy doors, Father Matthew, still back there? Or Deacon Mike?
Yes.
Can you shut those holy doors for a second? Thanks. It's traditional to have one of two icons on the holy doors. The one that you'll see most of the time in the Orthodox Church is the angel Gabriel announcing to the Virgin Mary that she's going to bear a son. The feast we celebrate today. Some Orthodox churches will have the four evangelists. St. Nick's has that, don't they? So you could do one or the other, but most churches, you'll see that. Because that's the entrance into the kingdom of heaven when the Virgin Mary conceives of Christ. That's why we can say, today is the beginning of our salvation. And of course, as you know, in the Orthodox Church, everything is happening now. So that's why we say today, even though historically speaking, it happened over 2,000 years ago. Yes, but we're celebrating like it's happening today. And all of the feasts in our church work exactly the same way. So we get to the end of our Lenten journey, and we go and celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We don't say Christ was risen. What do we say? Christ is risen. The same thing for when he's born. We don't say Christ was born. We say Christ is born. Because we're celebrating it right now. We're a part of that, a part of the salvation that God had for all of us. Now, this particular feast is one of the 12 great feasts of the church's year. And unfortunately, it gets kind of the short end of the stick. Because it's always in the fast. Always. There's no way around it. It's always in the fast because for us Orthodox, we never celebrate Pascha before the 25th of March. I think you guys do a couple of days. But we never do. Okay? I think the earliest we can celebrate was more or less what we did last year. Wasn't it April 8th? Yeah, I think that's the earliest we can celebrate. So this great feast, one of the 12 great feasts of the church's year. And again, without this particular feast, without this particular event, where would we be? Where would we be? Stop and think about it just for a second. Where would we be? And you realize that we wouldn't be anywhere. We'd be back with all the faithful in the Old Testament without a way into the kingdom of heaven, without a way back into paradise, without a way of eternal of life, to be able to partake again of the tree of life that those were from Adam and Eve were cut off from. And they weren't allowed to have the tree of life because God loved all of us. Just like he loved Adam and Eve, all of us so much, he didn't want us to live for eternity with our sin. So from the moment he took Adam and Eve out of paradise, his plan went in motion. And his will was being done year after year, decade after decade, century after century, till the time was right when the Virgin Mary could conceive. And that's what we celebrate on this day. Again, this feast gets a short end of the stick because tomorrow we're back in the Lenten fast again. Unlike all the other feasts in the church's year where there's an extended post-feast, she doesn't get this. On this feast, other feasts of hers, she gets, but on this one, unfortunately, she doesn't. But being in the midst of the fast, and the fast being the time for us to struggle with, in a way that we don't throughout the year, to struggle with our sins, to look at ourselves, as we say and send out from prayer. Don't let me judge others, let me see my own self, my own shortcomings. It also can happen because of today's feast. Why is that? We look at the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. And the last line of the epistle, St. Paul says, because he himself has suffered and he has been tempted, he's talking about Christ, he suffered and he was tempted. He is able to help those who are tempted. Every day of our life, but especially during this time of the great fast, where we, for those that make the effort with our fasting, for those that make the effort with coming to the Lenten services, for those that make the effort of praying a little bit more, for those that make the effort of this weekend we had a great retreat with Father Sergius at St. Mary Magdalene. How many were there? Not even half of us. You missed out because it was really a wonderful retreat. One of the things that he had said in the retreat about using our bodies, even got on his knees a number of times, doing prostrations while he was giving his presentation. Because it's during this time where when we struggle to want to get closer to God, what happens? The devil works harder on tempting us. This is how it works. And there's no way around it. Now, some of us might think, well, one way around it, I won't even try to get close to God. That's the wrong thing to do, obviously. Because that's not what God wants. He wants us to be with Him. That's why this day is the beginning of our salvation, and salvation is being with Him for eternity. As we struggle during this Lenten fast with rearranging our schedules, with fasting and not eating meat and dairy or whatever else you might not be eating, with struggling to come to the services, with struggling with extra prayer during the day, remember that He suffered and He was tempted. And He's there waiting and willing to help us in our temptations so that we can all be saved, so that we can all be with Him for eternity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If we could please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Nevertheless, your unspeakable and boundless love toward mankind has become man, yet without change or alteration. And as master of all, we take the name for a high priest to deliver unto us the ministry of your church and the blood of sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord, our God, rules over the heaven and earth, and the Lord of the throne of the cherubim, O Lord, the seraphim and the two Israel. O Lord, our holy and righteous in the holy place. Wherefore I adore thee, O Lord, that are not ready to listen. Look down upon me, the sinner, and that unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and my heart from the evil conscience. And by the power of thy Holy Spirit, enable me to give the grace of the peace to stand before this thy holy table, and perform the sacred ritual of thy holy and immaculate body and precious blood. For I brought the earth to thee, and by my neck I pray thee, for not thy creation is cast out from among thy servants. About Satan, gifts may be offered unto thee by me, thy sinful and unworthy servant. Without thyself, like he that offered and is offered, that accepted the tribute of Christ our God, and be we ascribe glory, together with an unregenerate Father, thy now holy Father, life and spirit, now and ever and ever. Now lay aside all earthly cares. We receive
to the ages. Amen.
Our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our God-loving Bishop Anthony, the entire priestly, the diaconal monastic order, the Lord God, remember in his kingdom always, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Of this country, the Lord God, remember in his kingdom, always, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
All the sick and the suffering, and those especially in most need of God's mercies and help, the Lord God, remember in his kingdom, always, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Those who offer this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John Moore in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahara, Drula, Selwa, Asma, Georgette, Khaled, Miriam, Nagila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Teresa, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Patty, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Niver, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, and Fran. Your servants, the priest Gabriel, Matushka, Laura, the newborn Ileana, our expectant parents, Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Hyman, Natalie and Shadi, and Rod and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parishes, and the members of our parish councils, organizations, and departments. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
O Orthodox servants of God, departed this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your newly departed servants, Joachim, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Linda, Martha, Donna, Germanos, Helen, and Valentine. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages.
Of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our
our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. Profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our holy, immaculate, most blessed, glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Through the compassions of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace to all.
And to thy Spirit.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may
thanks and to thee, the worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God in heaven.
brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, pouring their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Lord, of Sabaoth.
With these blessed powers, we also pass and let us spend time, cry out and say, Holy art thou, and all holy, thou thy only begotten Son, thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy, and magnificent is thy glory, who has so loved thy world as to give thy only begotten Son, that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who, when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was betrayed, or rather, gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy and immaculate and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Having in remembrance, therefore, this saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the grave, the third day resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second and glorious coming, an offering unto thee, thine own of thine own, in behalf of all. Send down thy Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these gifts here spread forth.
Bless us through the holy bread.
And make this bread the precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless us through the holy cup.
And that which is in this cup, the precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both us.
Changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, that may be unto the vigilance of soul, unto the forgiveness of sins, under the communion of thy Holy Spirit, under the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and under boldness for thee, not unto judgment, nor unto condemnation. And again we offer unto thee this rational worship for all those who in faith have gone before us to their rest, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth-giver of God, and ever-Virgin Mary.
O earth, announce the tidings of great joy. times that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life in all reverence and godliness. Among the first, be mindful, Lord, of our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, and our Bishop Anthony, whom do thou grant unto thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
Amen. And of those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order and of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise an all honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with thy spirit. Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that our God, who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly, and divine altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
And count us worthy, Master, with boldness and without condemnation, to dare call you the heavenly God, Father, and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Abide in the peace of our life, the other of justice, the other kingdom of the Lord, the other of Mashiach. Come out to Samadhi, Kadadi, Akwa, Hosanna, Johari, Optimalia, Batrulana, Mari, come out to Muhammad, Mandanari, Rada, Tunati, Tashira, Lady, Nashina, Nashiri.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and through us unto all the people. O God, who grace unto be the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, who grace unto be the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, erase unto me this sinner, and have mercy upon me.
That us attend holy things are for the holy.
Pursuit, her beggars will I
O God, save thy people, and bless thy inheritance.
We have received thy Holy Spirit. We have received thy Holy Spirit.
We have
found that true faith, forgiving the undivided eternity, for he has saved us.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let us be filled with thy grace, O Lord, that we may sing of thy glory. For thou hast permitted us to partake of thy holy divine words and thy giving mysteries. Establish us in thy sanctification, that all men may know we may manifest the honor of righteousness. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Stand upright, having partaken of the divine, holy, immaculate, immortal, heavenly, life-giving and dread mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
We give thanks unto thee, O Master, who lovest mankind, benefactor of our souls, for that thou hast vouchsafed this day to feed us with thy heavenly and immortal mysteries. Make straight our path, establish us all in thy fear, guard our light, make firm our steps. Through the prayers and intercessions of the glorious Theotokos and of the Virgin Mary and of all thy saints. For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Let us pray.
became a human being for our salvation. You sent your archangel Gabriel to the Holy Virgin Mary to announce the good news of this conception without seed. Before all ages, you predetermined that she would be the vessel of so fearful a mystery foreknown to you and to your co-eternal Word. Through her intercessions and the intercessions of all your saints, now announce to us the good news of the forgiveness of sins through your grace and the news of the joy which has appeared today. Speak peace to your people and make known for us the way to travel that we might be accepted into your heavenly kingdom. Grant this through the mercies of your Christ, with whom you are blessed together with your all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of Mary Magdalene, equal to the apostles, and the myrrh-bearer, of Nicholas of Myra and Lycia, the wonder-worker, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Just for a moment, I'd like to welcome Father Matthew, who's here with us, serving Father Gabriel, right here, with little Lucy. Hi, Lucy. How's the baby doing? Your baby sister? She asked about me? Yes? Good to know. Our next combined service will be a week from Wednesday, and it'll be here at St. George. As always, we take a collection at our Pan-Orthodox services. When you come up to venerate the icon of the Annunciation, please be generous. This weekend, we had Father Sergius here from St. Ticon's Monastery, and the expenses for him and the honorarium, of course, is covered by these donations that we take, the offerings that we take at the combined services. Thank you. God bless you. Happy Feast Day.
Today is the beginning of our salvation and the revelation of the eternal mystery. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin.
Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. To thee, the champion leader, do I offer thanks of victory, for thou hast delivered me from terror of Theotokos. But as thou hast that power which is invincible, from all dangers set me free, that I